Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. House meeting rejects confidence motion registered by Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli by majority. Prime Minister Oli says he seeks confidence motion for stability. Health Minister reports 139 corona-related deaths and more than 9,200 infection cases in last 24 hours. Nepal National Examination Board decides to hold secondary education examination and grade 12 examination citing COVID crisis, and at least 11 people killed and dozen injured in bomb blast in Jabul of Afghanistan. Now the news in detail. The motion registered by Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli seeking confidence of the House of Representatives has failed. Out of 232 lawmakers present in the special session of the House called for voting today, 93 votes were cast in favour of Prime Minister Oli, while 124 votes were cast against him. As many as 15 lawmakers did not cast vote in either side. Prime Minister Oli needed 136 votes to win the trust of the 271-member House of Representatives. Lawmakers from the Madhav Kumar Nepal Jalanath Kanal faction of the CPN-UML had abstained from voting. The Nepali Congress and the CPN Mao Center, which controlled 61 and 49 votes, respectively voted against the trust motion. The Janata Samajwadi Party, which has 32 votes, however, was divided. The Mahant Thakur-led faction stayed neutral, while the Upendra Yadav-led group voted against the motion. The next meeting of the House has been set for the 14th of May. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has claimed that at present the government has remained focused on controlling corona pandemic. Presenting the motion seeking the confidence of the House at the House of Representatives today, the Prime Minister said he had been seeking confidence for political stability in the country. He urged all to get united under his leadership to fight against the corona pandemic while the country was suffering badly from the second wave of corona pandemic. He also vowed to take action against anyone indulging in corruption, keeping people's life at stake. Prime Minister Oli further claimed the government was beyond argument when it came to the matter of national independence, territorial integrity and promotion of national interest. Also speaking in the meeting, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba blamed the government being a failure. He also said that no one obstructed the Prime Minister in his role and said the Prime Minister could not have any excuses by blaming others. Congress President Deuba demanded that the process for forming new government should be headed now. Similarly, CPN Mao Center Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda asked the Prime Minister to pave the way forward by resigning from his post in a state of seeking confidence of the House. He also said his party was ready to help the government in fight against the COVID pandemic. He blamed the Prime Minister not paying any attention to the formulation of budget but remained busy in different other matters. The Nepali Congress and the CPN Mao Center, the People's Socialist Party, have urged President Bidya Devi Bhandari to initiate the process of constituting a new government as the Prime Minister has lost the trust of the House of Representatives. Issuing a joint press statement today, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba, CPN Mao Center Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, and People's Socialist Party Chair Upendra Yadav urged the President to initiate the process to constitute a new government as the Prime Minister lost the vote of confidence in the voting in the House. The Health and Population Ministry has reported 9,271 corona infection cases in the past 24 hours. This is the highest number of cases recorded in Nepal in a single day since the pandemic began. This has pushed Nepal's total corona infection cases beyond 400,000. As per the ministry's update, Nepal's active corona infection cases have now crossed 93,000. The ministry has also reported 139 corona-related deaths in the past 24 hours, pushing the total deaths to 3,559. The ministry's update has said the number of deaths also includes the deaths shared by the Nepal Army's Body Disposal Unit. In the last 24 hours, 4,007 people recovered from the infection. The National Trauma Center has been designated as COVID-19 dedicated hospital in line with the government's decision. Center's director Dr. Santosh Podel said the center has been operated as COVID-19 hospital for treating the coronavirus infected people. The 50-bed health facility will be run in its full capacity of 200 beds until Wednesday. Dr. Podel said the patients being treated for injuries and other patients at the center would be shifted elsewhere and the facility would be fully run as COVID-19 dedicated hospital. Meanwhile, issuing a statement today, spokesperson at the Office of Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Kiran Raj Acharya, said the government had added 12 hospitals, 54 ICU rooms, 12 high-dependency units and 5 ventilators for the COVID-19 response. He said with the addition of the facilities, the number of COVID-19 special hospital has reached 505, ICU rooms 1,871, ventilators units at 741, high dependency units at 2,877 and beds at 20,364. His spokesperson Acharya further said that market monitoring was being conducted in the Kathmandu Valley amidst ongoing prohibitory order and 6 fraudulent shops were fined for wrongdoing. Likewise, COVID-19 Crisis Management Center has decided to manage the oxygen supply for the treatment of COVID-19 patients on its own. Issuing a notice today, joint spokesperson of the Ministry of Health, Samir Kumar Adhikari, said the CCMC would manage the necessary oxygen supply for the hospitals across the country. Earlier, the Health Ministry had been given the responsibility to manage the medical oxygen supply. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Hello.
Ke gardai chhau?
Hamro biye ko shopping ko lagi aako ni baba mummy sanga.
E ho ra? Ani mero lagi ke kindai chhau?
Baba mummy eti hununcha ke? Ke sochnu huncha hola wale? Malai ta kasto laaj lagcha. Bhare rati bolum na la.
Aile free wifi chha ke office ma?
मेरो हुने वाला श्रीमानज्यूलाई यति पनि थाहा छैन कि क्या हो एनटीसी को अनलिमिटेड नाइट भोइस प्याक राति 10 बजेदेखि बिहान 6 बजेसम्म
अब
रात तपाईको नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Nepal Airlines Corporation is sending its wide-body A330 aircraft to Beijing tonight to bring essential medical supplies. The national flag carrier said the wide-body is flying to Beijing to bring 400 units of empty oxygen cylinders and 20 ventilators provided in grant assistance by the Chinese government. The secondary education examination scheduled for coming 27th of May and grade 12 examination slated for 9th of June onwards have been put off. A meeting of the National Examination Board today decided to postpone both the examinations until further notice. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. At least 11 people have been killed and dozen injured after a roadside bomb struck a bus in Afghanistan's southern Zabul province. Afghan Interior Ministry said the blast took place late yesterday night, leaving 25 people injured. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. The Taliban had announced late yesterday that it would declare a 3-day ceasefire for the Eid al-Fitr holiday later this week. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at a few places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House meeting rejects confidence motion registered by the Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli by majority. Prime Minister Oli says he seeks confidence motion for stability. Health Ministry reports 139 corona infection deaths and more than 9,200 infection cases in last 24 hours. National Examination Board decides to halt secondary education examination and grade 12 examination citing COVID crisis, and at least 11 people killed and dozens injured in bomb blast in Zabul of Afghanistan. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.